That is music by Chris Brubeck, performed by violinist Nick Kendall. It's called Spontaneous Combustion, and it was a collaboration with Kendall and the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alistair Willis from November of 2011. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly, and I'll be talking with Nick Kendall as he is making a return appearance with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra this weekend in Bloomington and Springfield in the world premiere of a composition for violin and orchestra by Steve Heckman, who was actually a graduate of the University of Illinois. And Steve will also be with us on the program today, coming up in several minutes. Before we get to some music that Steve arranged for Nick's group called Time for Three, let me mention that our programming today is made possible by The Chorale, presenting A Healing World on Thursday, April 11th at noon at the atrium of the Mills Breast Cancer Institute. Director Julie Byler will direct an ensemble of voices performing selections reflecting the theme of hope and healing. It's also time to donate your CDs, records, DVDs, tapes, and working stereo equipment to the Vintage Vinyl Sale to benefit Illinois Radio Reader. Just take your donations of used CDs, records, DVDs, tapes, and working stereo equipment to any UC Bank office in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet, or to the sale site at 40 East University Avenue in Champaign. Call Dean Geiken for more information. His number is 217-333-6503. Steve Heckman has produced some records for the trio called Time for Three, of which Nick Kendall is a member. And this is one of the tunes, I believe, one of the most recent ones. This is called Chaconne in Winter, Steve Hackman's adaptation of music by Johann Sebastian Bach and also of Bon Iver. Thank you. That's music borrowed from a couple of different composers, adapted from a couple of different composers by a composer himself, Steve Hackman, and written for and performed by the wonderful trio called Time for Three, who are violinist Nick Kendall, violinist Zach Depue, and double bassist Ronan Meyer. And they have been together for quite a long time. They've actually, we've talked with two of those guys in the past who are representing Time for Three at the time, and also have talked about a year and a half ago with Nick Kendall when he was appearing in a newer piece by Chris Brubeck with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in Bloomington and Springfield. And we actually have Nick back because he's going to be playing a premiere by Steve Hackman with the Illinois Symphony coming up this weekend on Friday and Saturday in Bloomington and Springfield, respectively. And I have both Nick and Steve with us here on the line from Springfield. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
It's a pleasure being on. Thank you.
Steve, you've got a direct connection here to the University of Illinois, where WILL is based, having been for 4 years, I guess, a member of the a cappella group The Other Guys, affiliated with the Men's Glee Club here, and also were musical director at the time.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, was in the group all 4 of my years. In fact, truth be told, The Other Guys is what brought me to Illinois. I saw them when I was in high school, and I saw the Glee Club perform and thought, that looks like something I'd like to do. So I was lucky enough to have been in that group performing all over with them, with the Glee Club in Barrington Coleman, and I had the fantastic piano teacher, Gustavo Romero, who was one of my musical mentors in this lifetime. He's just incredible.
So you caught him just in that brief period that he was at the university here.
I sure did. I lucked out, and he opened my eyes to the whole world of music, really. And you know, the first person to tell me about places like Juilliard and Curtis, and really kind of got me started on that path.
What did you major in at U of I?
My major was in piano performance with a minor in conducting, because I took all of Professor Schleicher's conducting courses as well.
So we've actually covered a few of your hats, I suppose, conductor, composer, and pianist. And of course, we just heard a product of your arranging and composition. And we'll have coming up a little bit of a sample of your songwriting and maybe even your singing too. I think, are you singing one of the tunes you sent me?
Yes, okay. I am. Even though piano was my major at U of I, I'd downplay that one, because I really find myself these days doing mostly the conducting, composing, and arranging and producing and all those sort of activities.
Well, and if you were in The Other Guys and the musical director, you had to have been a pretty decent singer as well. We might hear that example coming up. The piece that you guys are going to be doing together is called The Ark Inspired. It's a world premiere, as I think I mentioned, with the Illinois Symphony. Alistair Willis will be conducting. Of course, since it's a premiere, I've had no opportunity to hear the music at all. I guess before we talk about that piece, maybe tell us, the two of you, how you came together. You mentioned Curtis just now, Steve, and I know, Nick, that you and the other guys from, I didn't mean those other guys, but the other gentlemen from Time for Three all came together through Curtis. Were you both there at the same time?
Sometimes I think we were, but we actually were not. I graduated before Steve, but I was at the time doing a solo career, and I was basing myself out of Philadelphia, and of course, friends, just having graduated Curtis, I was friends with a lot of the current students, and here was this guy, Steve Hackman, who was, we all heard about, getting into the conducting department. It's such a small school, so you're very aware of the incoming students, new students, and seeing him conduct in the audition, which is one of the toughest auditions on planet Earth. But then knowing that this guy is also a singer-songwriter and, you know, totally different than what the curriculum at Curtis offers, which was what I was so interested in while I was at Curtis for 5 years. Starting time for three, playing in rock bands. I had a hip-hop drumming band that played in my first 2 years at Curtis called Baraka. So Steve and I met at Curtis, and that's how our friendship, both as friends but also just musically, just so on the same page, started.
And you seem to have made a kind of another connection, or at least, I don't know if this was coincidental or deliberate. Both have an affiliation with the Indianapolis Symphony, I guess, Time for Three. Are you still the ensemble in residence there with the Indianapolis Symphony?
Absolutely, happily so. It's been very reciprocal, both that we are able to help the community of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana through our projects, through the auspices of our residency in the orchestra, but also being challenged and tasked to, you know, figure out how what we love so much in the craft of what we do can be relevant to the city and to their particular community. And with that, bringing Steve pretty much from the very beginning of that relationship together. It's we've both given, but we've also learned a whole lot, and it's very valuable and has definitely been a benchmark in Time for Three's, both actually how we sound, the material that we are sourcing and doing, and how we have grown into ourselves and how we communicate about what it is that we care so much about.
And Steve, this is a lot of the collaboration here is because of your position as co-creative director of the Happy Hour series with the Indianapolis Symphony, right?
Right, that'd be correct. Yeah, the guys, the guys were brought in there as an ensemble in residence, and very soon afterwards there was a series there already established called the Happy Hour series, the goal of which was to engage with a younger audience and bring young professionals into the hall. And once Time for Three came on board, the symphony had the great idea to kind of hand that over to them. And Time for Three, they were fantastic enough to say, well, we need somebody like Steve to kind of come in and help us plan these concerts and conduct them and arrange and orchestrate the music. So
actually, it was not, we didn't need somebody like Steve. We needed Steve.
I think we all needed each other, and we all needed an orchestra and an administration that was willing to hand this thing over to us. I mean, it's unbelievable the opportunity, that we were given there, to really try something new and to innovate. And, a few years into it now, well, in its fourth year, we're seeing the numbers with the audience, and we're seeing an orchestra that really has a good grasp and understanding of what we're trying to do artistically, and they're very supportive, and they're fantastic to collaborate with.
Well, in the piece that we opened up this conversation with, your adaptation of music by both Bach and Bon Iver is sort of an example also of what you've some of what you've been doing in that Happy Hour series too, with combining sorts, pop or rock music with classical composers.
Yeah, that's completely accurate. And honestly, I was just saying to Nick when we were rehearsing, this piece, The Arc Inspired, is really another example of that. Except in this case, the quote unquote popular music I would be sourcing happens to be by myself. I wrote it, but it could easily be the same chord progression as a Bon Iver piece or as a U2 piece or as a famous film score melody or harmony, So that's really kind of my style, this kind of where this area where the classical traditional music meets, contemporary popular music.
Well, let's have an example of your songwriting, since you've mentioned it. This is a song called "You Know," and this is with you singing, right?
That's correct. This was a duo that I had with another director, former director of the other guys, in fact. And we produce the tracks together. The tracks are written by myself, and we sing the tracks together.
And who, I forget, somebody's on the piano, right? Is there a piano here? No, this is, yeah. Is there a piano
It's more
here?
Produced, so there's
yeah,
all
this
sorts
is
of
electronic
instruments.
Sorts of things.
Yeah.
And who's the other guy?
His name is Bill Prokopo.
Bill Prokopo.
Yep, a former director, 2-year director of the group.
With Steve Hackman, with whose composition The Ark Inspired is going to have its world premiere, featuring violinist Nick Kendall, who is also with us on Live and Local here today. Concerts will be with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in Bloomington on Friday night and Springfield on Saturday night. Both concerts is 8 o'clock. We'll give you more info later on where and when. And let's give a listen here. This song is called You Know by Steve Hackman here on Live and Local.
You know if I could be there now.
Music by Steve Hackman, a song called You Know, Steve himself singing with a fellow former member of The Other Guys at the University of Illinois, Bill Prokopo, and sort of electronic background accompaniment here on Live and Local. Steve Hackman's piece is going to have a premiere with the violinist Nick Kendall this weekend with the Illinois Symphony, and both Nick and Steve are with us on Live and Local, and I appreciate your taking the time to do it. I understand, Nick, that not only did you and Steve, get to know each other sort of through the Curtis Institute, but you spent some time as roommates, and
Yeah. You've
had sort of an intimate relationship with his music.
Yeah, I mean, it's so great hearing that music, and it's honestly, it was, you know, when I said earlier in the interview that that hearing about this guy coming in as, you know, under the tutelage of Otto Wiener Müller, you know, straight up classical.
He was the conductor,
teacher at Curtis. To know that Steve did this, so that was, these kind of songs were what I was so struck by. And so when we became roommates in Philadelphia, I would have these big tours and come home completely exhausted. But literally, Steve would be in his studio in the house in the apartment, working on these kind of songs, and it was so cool to, you know, Steve would say, "Yo, dude, come back to my studio, check this out." And I actually think that song was created later, but a lot of his music was just so inspiring, and the chord progression, the counterpoint, was just so heartaching. It was like my tiredness would just kind of go away, and it was just so beautiful to listen to that stuff. And is why it was so cool to be given this opportunity here with the Illinois Symphony to imagine what the starting of a performance would be, because Steve and I have often talked about collaborating together.
Well, speaking of collaborations and actually return collaborations, as I mentioned earlier, you had played with the Illinois Symphony, I guess it was back in November of 2011,
right,
on Alistair Willis's audition concert.
Right.
And I think the Illinois Symphony had booked you to be the soloist and then booked him, you know, chose him as one of the candidates. And I gather he must have enjoyed playing with you enough that in his first season as music director, he asked you to come back. Did it work something like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I really didn't know him at all. He and I, in preparation for the concert, he and I had a lot of dialogue back and forth. Just because I knew that this was going to be his audition program. And the Brubeck concerto that Chris Brubeck wrote for me is so massive in scope. Alistair, you know, it really does showcase me, and it's very wild. So in order to not completely abolish a chance for him to be highlighted in the concert, he really wanted to have my help. But he heard the piece through recordings I had given him, but he together with myself were able to craft a whole evening of music that I wanted to make sure that he was showcased too, because just from talking, you know, you can talk to somebody and you can really tell, even if you don't meet them in person, over the phone, you can tell their energy, and Alistair has this incredible way of connecting, and he's a really, I mean, amazing person on top of being a very skilled conductor and also a really great musician, all qualities that need to be in place for a music director. But the way he's able to, I mean, he doesn't take himself seriously at all, and he's almost like a kid, which is a match for me when I'm being creative. So I knew it was going to be a very positive experience and a great collaboration. And sure enough, after we played our series of concerts here last year, they both invited, he and Trevor invited me back.
So Trevor Orthman,
really cool,
who's the executive director of the,
right,
Illinois Symphony. Yeah. Well, so there's that collaboration, and,
right,
of course, repeating here. For the world premiere that you're doing this weekend of Steve Hackman's music, The Ark Inspired, how did that come together?
Well, I mean, first, when they approached me about this concert, they said, well, you know, can you imagine, what would you do if you had a whole concert to think about? And it was kind of a big daunting thing. And honestly, you know, my life has been so fast-paced and really incredible. Like, last year about this time, Time for Three had just played our debut at Carnegie Hall with the Boston Pops, and we were, you know, had our continual residency and doing all this exciting stuff. It was a packed year. So I remember taking on this concert, and it was only in November of this year that I realized, oh my gosh, I have this whole concert that I'm playing on. What an incredible experience. But it's a real privilege to be able to have a hand at envisioning what an evening would be. And I immediately, you know, I knew I wanted to do Sibelius Violin Concerto because I haven't done straight classical music. I've been playing chamber music for the past few years, but I haven't gone out as a soloist and haven't done much concerto playing just because my time has been spent wonderfully with Time for Three. But I've been dying to get back to that. And the Sibelius Violin Concerto has been my favorite concerto to both listen to and play. And so I definitely wanted that on the program. And Alistair had suggested, together we came up with the idea of doing Strauss's Death and Transfiguration, which will be right before intermission. And then to start the program, you know, I had gone through a few different ideas of both written pieces and then the idea of asking the orchestra if they would be willing to commission a new work. And, you know, I knew all along it was going to be Steve. And then I also realized that it's kind of in his area. I was actually trying to work with the orchestra to see if we could get Steve's alma mater involved with the choir somehow, but it became too big of an operational. It would just be too big, but, you know, maybe in the future. But anyway, Steve was the right fit for many reasons, and we were able to kind of envision what this beginning of the evening is going to be. So this piece is actually tailor-made for this concert, knowing that Strauss is coming right after and that the evening is going to, the second half is going to end with Sibelius.
So just so I get a picture of the whole concert. So it's going to open with Strauss's Death and Transfiguration.
No, sorry, I'm not. It's going to open with Arc Inspired.
Ah, with the premiere, okay?
Yes, with the premiere.
And then the Strauss.
Then the Strauss.
And are you playing on the Strauss?
There's going to be some elements that I don't want to give away, but there are some elements that are going to be subtle, but part of the arc of the evening and beauty of the evening. So I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
But yes, some interesting things will happen.
Then the second half of the concert, or the second after the intermission, is the Sibelius Violin Concerto.
Correct.
So you're soloing at the beginning, at the end. Wow, that's a neat sounding program. And I read here that there's some theatrical lighting involved in the whole thing.
Yeah, Steve and I both, and with Time for Three, with our residency in Indianapolis, we're able to hook up with a lighting designer, and she's an artist in her own right, Laura Glover. She used to work in New York a lot, but since moved to Indianapolis and actually works with another great arts organization called Dance Kaleidoscope. They're a modern dance company in Indianapolis. But she works with us for all of our happy hour shows and also more the other alternative programs that we present in Indianapolis. And I really wanted her to come and help with the experience that we're putting on with the Illinois Symphony. But the idea that it was very important, it's very important to me that the lighting and the environment not take away or be a distraction to the music. You know, a lot of, like, for example, Sibelius and Strauss, these are works that work without anything else. They're masterpieces. But the way Laura lights her environment is, first of all, she looks at the environment and uses the shapes and the structure of the building or the space and thinks about how she can subtly change the environment. So it's literally, you don't really notice. I mean, of course, she's good at making big changes, but I think her best work is when she's able to subtly change an environment without you noticing. So like 5 minutes into something, you'll notice that it looks and feels completely different in reaction to the music, but you're not sure how you got there. And that's what I love about her work. And I think in the Strauss, maybe some subtlety. We're not, and the Sibelius as well, and for Steve's new piece for us, we can explore a little bit, but we actually don't know what it's going to be like because Laura hasn't seen the space. She's coming in midweek, and we'll sort of figure it out together, which I think is really exciting and fun.
Well, I want to bring Steve back into the
yes.
conversation in just a moment about figuring out together this particular piece. But before we do, I wanted to give listeners a bit of an idea of Nick Kendall's solo playing. And we have you in a rather virtuosic piece that is probably familiar to most of our listeners by Vittorio Monti called A Chardash. You're solo here for quite a while, right?
Well, this is a piece written for violin solo. It's taken out of an opera, but It's a gypsy piece that I put in this performance. It was with my collaborative pianist for many years, Pei Yao Wang, who's also a graduate of Curtis. And this was an encore piece. So we do some tricks in it, and I kind of arrange it. But it is featuring myself on violin.
Okay, Nick Kendall, who's going to be soloing with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in the Violin Concerto of Sibelius, and for the purpose of this conversation, the world premiere of Steve Hackman's The Ark Inspired. More on that coming up on Live and Local. Music by Vittorio Monte called Chardash, featuring violinist Nick Kendall and pianist Pei Yao Wang from some years ago. Just a sample of Nick's solo work, since he's going to be soloing with the Illinois Symphony this weekend in Bloomington and Springfield. Music by Steve Hackman, who's also with me on Live and Local here today. So, Steve, from your point of view, this well, it was a commission by the Illinois Symphony, but it sounds like at the instigation of Nick Kendall. How did you create the piece? I'm guessing that it sounds like you must have, I mean, Nick must have been involved from the beginning to pull this piece together.
Yep, he absolutely was. So as he has said before, this piece is the opener of the concert, and it's the opening of a concert that is sort of a very new, revolutionary interaction between soloist orchestra and audience. So this was very exciting for us because, of course, we've known each other for years. We've played, dozens of concerts together at Indianapolis and other places, and we've been dreaming together for years. So, to be able to write this piece that would be the opening of this kind of Nick Kendall along with orchestra experience was quite a privilege and honor for me. Nick had some specific ideas, some specific periods of music he wanted to draw from that were both influenced by what he loved about my writing and also just his own sort of musical interests. And that would have been, the former would have been sort of my writing of counterpoint and my sort of Renaissance polyphony type writing, which I really use a lot with my writing for Time for Three and with orchestra and, of course, with chorus as well. And then the latter of which would be his love for minimalism and music of people like Steve Reich. And Arvo Pärt would be another composer who he really wanted to draw from. He loves sort of Arvo Pärt's reference to, old-style Renaissance music and his choral writing, his use of counterpoint, etc. So those were some of the styles that we knew we would be drawing from. And I sort of, from working with Nick over the years in Time for Three, I know his playing well, and I know how he improvises. I know how he just treats the instrument and the mastery he has over the instrument and his ability to play these beautiful lines. So, going to work was just a real joy on this piece, honestly.
So is there, you mentioned improvisation, is there some of that involved in this?
Well, not really, although, there isn't strictly improv in the piece. However, one of the main sections of the piece is sort of based on recollections I had of certain improvisations that Nick had done throughout the past. So it's almost like my remembrances of his improvisations and putting them down, which is sort of this reverse process. So it's and it's funny because as we're learning the piece, as kind of Nick's getting more familiar with the piece, it's getting closer and closer to sounding like it does in my mind and remembering the way Nick improvised those places.
So that's a different sort of element of collaborative composition. You had an image of somebody's playing, which in this case was his composition in this sense of improvisation, and then that informs your composition, and then you work together, and then it becomes your almost dual composition.
Yeah,
that's
way.
Exactly right. I mean, and Nick is such a dynamic performer and such a strong personality musically and just sort of socially. So that I have such a clear image of his music making in my head at all times, so that it's so fun to write for him because I have that image but yes, now kind of putting it together and sort of recreating that image in a new work is fascinating. And I should also say that Nick referenced in our conversation before sort of him coming off of tour and listening to my music, and he was saying how he would kind of get lost in my music. Well, that was an experience for me as well because, Nick is one of the most supportive people and encouraging people on the planet when it comes to just following your passion and your dreams. And that's sort of what the piece is about. The arc inspired, the arc is symbolic of many different arcs, but the primary one is this sort of creative process that I feel like Nick is the auteur of almost when he comes to work with an organization. You know, he affects the administration, he affects the musicians, he affects the audience, he affects the students if they're involved, you know, he affects the community. And it's sort of just what that passion and that inspiration that he sort of injects to that organization or that group of people and that journey that he takes them on. So the piece itself is a journey, but the piece is about the journey that, you know, he embarks upon with any, you know, organization that he comes into contact with. And of course it's about the journey we've been on together since the very beginning, when we kind of found that we had similarities musically and we had sort of these similar kind of dreams of what we wanted to do with in this classical music world. So
does all of this have anything to do with the title, The Ark Inspired?
Completely, right. So that is that's what the piece is about, you know, and that's
Steve Hackman's composition, The Ark Inspired, will be played in its world premiere by violinist Nick Kendall with the Illinois Symphony this weekend. Since we've mentioned Time for Three a great deal, we haven't mentioned so far that as a producer, Steve, you've actually produced both of Time for Three's most recent albums, I think, and have been involved at that level. Here's another... Now, this is actually a straight-ahead composition of yours without borrowing from anybody, Sundays?
It's actually would be a collaboration between Renan Meyer, the bassist of Time for Three, and myself. So Renan wrote the bass melody, and then I wrote the violin lines that you'll hear on top of it.
Okay, so this conversation is all about collaboration, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Time for Three, featuring... violinists Nick Kendall and Zach Depew, and double bassist Renan Meyer in this co-composition by Meyer and Steve Hackman. Here on Live and Local, it's called Sundays. Thank you. the trio called Time for Three, performing a collaborative composition by their bassist, Renan Meyer, and composer-arranger Steve Hackman, who also produced that recording. And Steve's piece, The Ark Inspired, will be played by the Illinois Symphony in its world premiere this weekend. Nick Kendall is going to be the featured soloist not only in that work, but also in the Sibelius Violin Concerto. The orchestra will also play Strauss's tone poem, Death and Transfiguration, under the music direction under the conductor, Alistair Willis. The concerts are Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield. And I've been talking with both Steve Hackman and Nick Kendall on today's edition of Live and Local. Curious, Nick, how mentally and maybe even physically you prepare for a concert in which you're soloing twice in what sounds like are two very different kinds of compositions.
Lots of cardio.
Seriously?
Well, actually, I am trying to keep in shape, but it's more, I'm just, it is a very, it's a big undertaking. It's very unusual for somebody to play something besides, well, I mean, I guess it's not unusual to play a concerto and then something else but on a program, but the Sibelius Violin Concerto is one of the most difficult. I mean, it's so part of my soul that I can't wait to play it. But it's very exhausting, and you have to pace yourself through the concerto. And I'm doing the re-edited version that Sibelius did. There's a longer version, even harder, actually Cavacos, the incredible violinist Cavacos, has recorded with a singular permission from the Sibelius estate, actually. I don't know of any other recording of the complete version. But anyway, it's a exhausting mentally and physically. But it's a challenge for me, and it's an opportunity, and artistically I'm so immersed into all of the music, including the Strauss. So I'm there, I'm ready. And the great, you know, I think I have the luxury in my life where I can really think about things. I'm not at this point in my life doing a huge amount of solo stuff. So I've had time to prepare and really think about it and to come to this, even to the whole experience, with a certain mental strength. And I'm just really excited about it. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful collaboration all around between you and Alistair Willis from a previous concert, and then bringing you back and then discussing how to put this program together, what kind of program it ought to be. And then, of course, you and Steve Hackman and creating this composition, The Ark Inspired. And I hope folks can have a chance to go hear it at one of the two concerts in Bloomington or Springfield.
It'd be great.
Thank you both for joining us on Live and Local today.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Kevin.
Steve Hackman is conductor, composer, arranger, producer, pianist, and singer-songwriter. And Nick Kendall is, I don't want to say just a violinist, because he plays with Time for Three. And so much of his time, he was actually in our area very recently with a group that he helped to found, I think, the East Coast Chamber Orchestra, founding member of the Dryden String Quartet. And, of course, as he's doing this weekend, he's got a solo career as well. And it's great to talk to you both.
Thank you so much.
Our program is made possible today by Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois Springfield, presenting Chanticleer Sunday, April 14th at 7 p.m. Known as an orchestra of voices, Chanticleer offers original interpretations from Renaissance to jazz to gospel. Ticket information is available at sangamonauditorium.org. Our broadcast is also supported by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. Tonight at 7 on the evening concert, it's the New York Philharmonic This Week with Mahler's Sixth Symphony. Also on the program, Mahler's Songs of a Wayfarer. It's the New York Philharmonic this week, tonight at 7 on the WYLL FM 90.9 Evening Concert. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Here's a little more from violinist Nick Kendall. It's the fourth of four souvenirs by American composer Paul Schoenfield.